brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we...
Session is a podcast that displays the black man's perspective in society. Session is hosted by three black men, myself, Valley G,
Jarell Martinez,
and Queso. We touch on real-life topics like politics, music, culture, values, but more importantly, we have thought-provoking content. Our goal is to have three authentic perspectives.
We're not here to play it safe. You could agree with us or not. Hell, we invite three of us. We know the podcast won't be for everybody, but hey, this is the
Session. Two G's and a pod
with a side of queso.
And we in here. It's your boy, Valley G, back in the building.
And your boy, Javel Martinez.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? How long's it been, bro?
I don't know. At least a month. You think it's been longer? I don't know.
Maybe.
About a month. I'll go with a month.
Go with a month. So we're officially in March. Did you have a good overall Black History Month?
To be truthful, it didn't really feel like Black History Month to me.
Uh-huh.
Work had a few things, you know, posted at work. It was a couple of articles that went out and stuff, but ultimately, I don't know, it didn't really feel like Black History Month. What about you?
The job actually did. They acknowledged it a little bit. They had an event. What's crazy is it was definitely organized by a black woman
that's the head person
in marketing, which I feel like is appropriate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, well, if this is done by someone else, it's just we don't know exactly.
And we're going to ask questions like, what?
We may not know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, big ups to that, man. You know, the wildest thing I saw during Black History Month?
Tell me.
I seen a video. I think this had to be somewhere in South Florida, too.
Good old
South Florida, yeah. Right? Negroes that put a Cuban links chain, gold chain on a shark.
On a shark?
On a shark.
And the shark swim away?
Like, in the ocean. Like, I don't know how they got the shark.
Wait.
Like, the shark was, like, close up on the shore, so they had the shark, right? So they, like, holding the shark.
That's wild, bro.
Buddy takes off Cuban links chain, and they're like, "Hey man, look, we about to put the chain on the shark, dog. Y'all ever seen a shark with a Cuban link on?"
Okay, so
and
like,
they put a gold chain on a shark, bro.
Okay, so regardless of the size of the shark, But how big was this shark?
It wasn't like a super big shark. Like, the fact that it was still a shark,
like 4 feet long, 3 feet long.
Nah, I'd probably be closer to maybe like anywhere from like 5 to 4.
Oh wow, so this is like a decent sized shark.
It wasn't like no. It was on the smaller side.
Would you get in a pool with that shark?
No.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
It's still capable of killing.
That's all I needed to know.
You know what I'm saying? But it probably wasn't no adult. Bro, it wasn't no adult
four
size.
4 to 5 feet. That's like your average, like not average person.
I think it's crazy to see black folks with wild animals
playing
like that.
With it like that, bro.
And these dudes is in full clothing. Bro.
It had to be like Palm Beach or like,
I don't know,
some Broward people.
I was like, yeah, that's wild. I was like, to top it off. To end the Black History Month. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Nah, but you know, it didn't really feel, I don't know. It didn't feel like.
Oh, man, I feel like people was, I'll say this, on my timeline.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw plenty of, like, black history facts and stuff all throughout the month.
Okay.
So that was cool.
Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? There was, like, no barbecues, no cookouts, like, nobody had no food.
So
like,
you feel like we didn't really celebrate it in a sense. That,
yeah, like.
You know what, though? It's kind of hard to do that for a whole month as opposed to, like, a day where you have, like, Juneteenth. Where it would be like, you know what? Hey, Juneteenth, we doing a barbecue. We doing a cookout. We doing a gathering. You know, we doing a brunch. We doing whatever, you know. On this day, as opposed to, hey, this entire month, then you're just trying to kind of hit whatever you think is significant or a significant day in that month. Keep in mind, you still got to compete with Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for those that are couples or relationships, you know, they got to deal with that in the same month as well.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't have to deal with that. I almost had to.
Because he's so lucky, man.
But I didn't.
You saved yourself some money. One could say that, right?
One could say that.
But anyway, man, hey, we in March now, Women's History Month, so, you know, shout out to the women.
Yeah, shout out to the women.
Love the women, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But let's roll into these topics, man. You know who wasn't showing a lot of love over the weekend, bro?
Who?
My man, Cam Newton. Yo, I don't know about you. Let me ask you this. You ever been jumped?
Nah.
You've never been jumped?
Never. Well, I've never been jumped. I've been...
Have you ever tried to jump someone?
I have been part of a group of people that may or may not have been attacking one or a few individuals.
Okay, so you may or may not have been an active participant.
Correct, yes.
In a situation that could be deemed...
Jumping, yeah.
I say this, man. I believe
you were there for one of them.
That's even funnier, right?
I think about it.
Right? I'll say this. I have definitely been on the Cam Newton side of that situation before.
Really?
Of getting jumped. Yes.
Okay, interesting.
And it didn't go as well for me.
You ain't had them haymakers.
I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't 6'6", 250. You know what I'm saying?
A big boy, yeah.
Cam is an absolute unit, man.
Yeah. And definitely was holding his own.
I was they have taken that whole situation. The funniest thing I've seen about that is I seen somebody did like a flowing painting of like Cam like absorbing all four the blows. Dudes. Yeah. And like knocking them to the ground out, and they were just like, "Yeah, man, this is art." And I was like, "Yo,
Cam Day."
Hey, man, they said the hat didn't move, man. I was so surprised. Did you catch the acronym they were saying? Cam got jumped by TSP.
Nah, well, I did hear that, but
right. Did you have any idea what TSP was?
Nah.
So I guess
I thought it was a click. I thought it.
I was like, "What's TSP crew?" I'm like, "I don't know what that is," but you know, I'm not from Georgia. You're not from Georgia. We ain't out there on a 7-on-7 tournament, so we don't know who these guys are. But come to find out, TSP stands for Top Shelf Performance. And I guess they're like a football organization.
Okay, like a football, like a training camp club. So type
of thing. One of them type deals.
Like, come get your skills up.
Yeah,
come here.
You know,
TSP.
The dude, and as we talk on our podcast, the guys who proceeded to attempt to jump Cam Newton went on a podcast in Atlanta to explain their side of why they tried to jump Cam Newton.
And got whooped.
And it didn't sound no better. Like, it didn't make the situation.
Okay, so what did they say?
Basically, I guess they're like, one of them was a brother or uncle or some type of family relation there, was basically saying that Cam had put his hands on one of the guys, and that's what prompted them to get involved and proceed to attempt to jump Cam Newton.
But y'all supposed to come with it. Like, if y'all bro, doing something
go,
like that, you know?
He didn't go down at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he kind of moved back.
And assessed the situation. And it was like, who going to get God first?
He threw one guy to the ground, threw another one into the fence, had one in a headlock. And I was just like,
yeah,
that's unbelievable, man.
But they'll think twice about that again. Yo.
So, I'm just like, what would possess y'all to try and jump Cam Newton?
This alleged story. So what did have Cam said anything? Like,
Cam, I guess Cam came out on his podcast and basically said, like, you know, he takes responsibility for his actions, and he should have, you know, conducted himself in a more professional manner.
How?
Yeah, kind of wild, right?
How?
He just took more accountability.
Because I whooped him too bad? Like,
right?
Kind of
wild, but I think the example he's trying to set is, hey, I don't want to
be seen in this light.
Yeah, like, seen in the image of black men, you know,
nah, I feel you
assaulting
on that.
Other black men for nonsensical reasons. You
but
know what I'm saying?
You were not the, well, I mean, you were aggressive, but you weren't the aggressor.
Aggressor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, according to them, he was, but I mean, who really knows? We don't know. Mm. I don't think Cam's out here trying to just lay his hands on people for no reason.
Yeah, you got to think twice about doing stuff like that.
Yeah. But they say anybody to dress. You seen the way Cam dressed, right?
Bro, the TSA guy at the airport yesterday coming in literally was like, no weapons beyond this point. And I'm like, why did you emphasize that to me and not to anybody else? Asshole. And he was black, too.
He says you look like he was holding.
Bruh. And I'm like...
You know what's crazy? And I don't have a problem admitting it because it really was an honest mistake. It ain't something that I...
You
that
said
I
who?
Huh?
You said who?
I said I don't have a problem admitting it because it really was an honest mistake. But I have walked into... It wasn't like court. Well, I guess it was the premises of...
Like somewhere with a gun and you wasn't...
No. I have a gun. But in one of my briefcases, I keep like a... And it's not just a... It's a pocket knife, but it's not a just a pocket knife.
It's like a tactical...
Tactical, all-purpose. It does everything, right?
You so got one of them red ones.
Yeah. Well, no, it was red. It was black. It was silver. It was a gift. Yeah. I had it in like a holder within my briefcase. And, you know, you got to go through... You know, those checks, and they say anything that's deemed as a weapon. Right. I didn't even know I had it on me. And I was just like, man, I had this on me. And they pulled me to the side. They say, hey, man, unfortunately, we found this in your briefcase.
You got to walk back to the car type
thing. Yeah, they say you can either take it back to the car or you can leave it with us and we'll discard it. And I was just like, I was running late. I was like, you know what, man? I said, normally they say you take it back to the car, come right back. I was just like, that's too long of a walk. I had to take the elevator down.
People be hiding it.
I was like, I'm on a time limit. I said, you know what, man? I said, y'all can go ahead and take it, man. The person that confiscated it, if they want to take it home, whatever.
Right. I know what y'all about to do with it.
Yeah, I was like, they ain't finna get discarded. I'm like, that thing is too nice.
It's going to somebody's
crib. Somebody's taking that. So I was just like, yo, if anybody wants it, they can take it. But I was like, I got some place I got to be, so I got to go. Just, you know, it was what it was, man.
Nah, I know some people that walked into places that you're not supposed to with weapons on accident, but it was just one of those things. Was like,
you feel like profile,
bro? Yeah, yeah.
Hey man, it's because I got the baby dreads.
You know, you think I'm like, no,
I come to the club.
These are mature, bro. What are you talking about? I worked hard for these.
They just hit puberty, dog.
Nah.
Yeah.
Them boys.
You got a little shakage there.
You know.
They swaying.
They swaying. You see, this is what a hater sounds like, y'all.
Oh, this guy.
If you didn't know, this is what hating sounds like. He's just mad we're almost halfway through this bit. Yeah.
Still got way more to go.
Hey.
Way more ground to cover.
It's okay.
Than what's behind you, so it's cool. Somebody that's, I guess, covering some ground that's a negative place to be is your boy Sean P. Diddy Combs.
I told you it wasn't done.
You said some more. Yeah,
I said it's not done.
It only gets more salacious.
It only gets worse from here.
Dang.
Yeah.
Why you got to take aim at why my man in Philly got to get aimed at?
Bro, everybody's going down. And then they're going to use...
So they didn't... What's crazy is, if you don't know, we're talking about a Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
In the allegation, they said a famous Philadelphia rapper that dated Nicki Minaj. And instantly, everybody's like, oh man. Oh,
this is why Nicki broke up with him.
It's got, well, I don't know that. She's kind of weird herself, bro. Her husband is a predator.
So
that kind of makes... I don't know. More weird behavior.
Megan's Law, right? That's what it's called.
But dang, man. You think this is like, do you think it's true?
I think there's truth behind it. It may not necessarily be 100% true, but I feel like the truth is more on Diddy's side than anything. How did Meek get tied up in all of this? Like, is more of the question. But again, like I told you, this is an industry problem, not a Diddy problem. Because if you look across the board, like Razz B still, is it Razz B? One of them that was just on the Zeus Network, one of the B2K people. I don't know which one it was.
I think that's the dude. Yeah, he said he was assaulted or something.
He's going crazy. Orlando Brown still speaking out on his stuff. A mixture of what Cat Williams was bringing. Like, if you just listen to what the industry is actually saying, and it's crazy because it's our people doing it to our people. That's the crazy part, where it's like, it's one thing to be put into this position to take an opportunity, because, you know, some people will do some things for an opportunity, for a better life. Like, we don't know what, you know, Meek's life or whoever's life was like before this situation.
I'll say this about the... I guess the empathy within our people doing it to our people, but I'm just, expand on that real quick. Statistically speaking, if it's going to happen to you,
it's going
to
be from
be from your people, because who are you around? Your people. Yeah, so this does happen across the board. That's all I'm going to say. It's not just a, like, oh, it just happens to black. No. There's Harvey Weinstein's you know.
This is not a black issue. This is an industry issue.
So it's like, hey, everyone's doing this.
And that's why I feel like Diddy took advantage of people. And because, I mean, if you look at it across his platform of people, like, did all these people really just fail at being an artist or whatever? Or was it like, I'm no longer going to say yes to what you want me to do, so I'm ending your career? And they say Diddy's the career killer.
Puffy is poison.
Right? Like, Danny D. Kane, The Making the Band, Day 26.
Right.
Like, where are all these? And all of them could sing. Like, you put all of them on at some point, and I'm pretty sure we could keep going with the list. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. That's a long list.
You know him and Mace is beefing now.
Again?
Or maybe it's the same beef. I don't know. But they're not good now. Are they good now?
I don't know, man. That's going back and forth so many times.
Right. So it's like, how are you beefing with all your boys? And then now they're bringing up this.
Slave deals.
And you hear they're bringing up the whole thing with Biggie and Pac again.
Really?
Yeah. All that's being investigated. I don't know.
Makes one wonder.
What do you think?
I don't think it's over for Puff.
You think Meek? You think it's true with Meek?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. Cause, I don't know, bro. And then, like, it makes it a little weird. Is like, Meek been inside, you know, like Meek has been institutionalized, and there is an element of that that exists in that world. So it's like, I don't know. I'm a believer of where there's smoke, there probably is fire. So I don't know if all that's true, but some of it might be true. You know what I mean? I don't watch like the Pivot podcast too much, but I catch things here and there. So I know like they had on Floyd Mayweather on an episode.
Oh, yeah. I heard he got on there and said something.
Yeah, and they asked him about it. And I'm just, this is the type of dude I am, bro. I'm always going to be on in the corner of just knowing when to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Sometimes it's better to say nothing
than to say anything
at all. Sometimes it's better to say, hey, man, I don't have enough information right now to give you an answer on that. So I ain't gonna give you an answer on that.
So he went on there sounding. He went on there sounding stupid, or that's what he said?
He went on there basically from what the reaction was. They basically said it was in a sense of him being like PC, like trying to save the relationship because he has a relationship with Puff. Well, and I'm sure a lot of people have.
Wait, this is Meek?
No. This is Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But speaking about he's like, hey, you know, basically like,
don't put me in this.
Yeah.
Shit. Like,
look, I'm cool. I don't actually have an issue with people that just say like, hey man, I'm gonna stand by my friend because I believe my friend over what everyone else is saying. I can rationalize that. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool to me.
Yeah.
Like I can deal with that, you know? But I just think, man, sometimes it's okay to just be like, I ain't gonna say nothing, bro, because I don't know nothing about this. It's like, just don't say anything at all. Just be quiet. It's okay to, you don't lose, this is what I say, you don't lose any money by saying nothing. Okay? I haven't seen anybody lose their career. I haven't seen anybody lose their check, their job, by just, hey man, you know what? Something in the world happened. Wow. That's crazy. And just being like, I ain't gonna say nothing right now. I'm gonna let whatever it is play itself out.
I'm gonna
out.
Let it unfold. Like, and I'm not gonna be one of the first ones to speak about this.
You don't have to condemn nothing. You don't have to support anything. All you have to do is just be quiet. Oh, that's happening right now. Really? I'm gonna be quiet.
I didn't even know.
I wasn't aware.
Did not. Nope. That didn't come across my timeline.
It's like, oh, that really happened? That's a surprise.
Nah, but it a lot of I don't know, bro.
I'm still a fan of Meek Raps though.
Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, they said Dreams and Nightmares was about, like, what you really think it was about. I mean, that's not funny because that's sad, but it is quite interesting.
It's like dark humor.
Yeah. But nah, again, there's still going to be more to come out. Diddy's been around for a while.
Right.
And
Puff has been.
We're just scraping the surface, bro. We're just scraping the surface.
You know what I'm not a fan of, though? I'm not a fan of the people that are necessarily coming out and telling us all this information now. That, like, I'm not a fan of the bodyguards and the publicists and the people that want to get on these networks and shows.
Nobody ever wants to be the first person.
No, but I mean, I'm not a fan of the people that enabled it. Because inevitably, you enabled this stuff to happen. Don't sit here and act like, oh, this happened in front of me and there wasn't a way for me to stop it or intervene or try and prevent this or... You know what I'm saying? You could if you trying to come out here and stand on more high ground.
R. Kelly went down for less. I'm gonna say that.
And people definitely enabled that.
I want to say there's so much more to Diddy that we do not know.
And they enabled it for a while. Yeah, well, they said the difference between Kells and Puff is just that Kells was broke.
Couldn't pay people to be quiet long enough.
Some of that may be true.
I'm
not cool with we gonna come out and snitch now because it's the thing to do. But we was there, but we actually wasn't stopping that. Like, no, you piece of shit too.
They better chill out before they get that accessory.
Yeah, which I feel like they should, bro. I feel like I guess I'm part of the bring shame back to the community.
Mm.
Like when you lose a fight, like the dudes that lost to Cam Newton trying to jump them, like, no, bro, don't get in front of the camera and try and tell us why you lost.
Just take your L
and go away.
You can't beat them all. I mean, you should have killed with four of y'all.
Like, I'm just saying, I would never.
I'm not bringing three people to jump somebody and not winning.
Which is crazy.
Like, y'all really thought, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really thought this through where it's like, oh, hey, I want to jump Cam Newton. Like, at some point, one of these people had to be like,
this ain't the route to go.
Yeah.
Hey, I question who's the person that can inspire you enough to go do that. That can motivate. Could Jesus Christ himself be like, hey man, JaVale, you could do this. Tyson right over there. Oh, he don't even see you coming. All you gotta do is go cock back and knock him clean out. It'll take less than 3 seconds.
Violence is not the answer. What did Medea say? Peace be still. Have me a still peace, bro. No, I mean, you got to know your battles. We were just talking about this yesterday.
Choose wisely, man.
Shout out to UCF. I want to say this was like 2011 or 12. If you was there, you was there. The knockout heard around the world. But anyways.
I know what you speak of.
At the end of the day, you know, I think especially at this age, it's just kind of like,
yeah, these was grown.
It takes a lot to get me over to that edge, you know. Like, and I guess the person mentioned like a family member or something like that. But you know, at that point, why aren't you thinking smart? Because like, let me tell you, if Cam Newton hit my mom or my sister or like my cousin, you think I'm gonna be trying to fight Cam Newton? No, we gonna be fighting in somebody's law office. Like, bro, we gonna eat.
So you like, hey, lawyers.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Cutting the check. I don't know, man. In my mind, I think in this sense, like, I'm not finna go to jail for no bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's money out your pocket, too. Like,
you're not going to have to bond out. That could change your life.
Well, I mean, it potentially, yes.
No, because, like, what if you're one of those people who gets, like, sentenced, over-sentenced? Like, this is I'm assuming this would be your first time ever going to jail.
Right.
And now you getting the book thrown at you because...
Or you just get hit with a petty assault charge. You know what I'm saying? Could be that. Oh, you hit him with a chair. Assault with a deadly weapon. You know, like, oh,
I'm sure whatever Nikki's husband did wasn't as bad as we think it is. But therefore,
he's a registered sex offender, bro.
Correct. But you could do a lot to be a registered...
To get on that. Yeah, right. You're right.
So, you know, if... He may not have done what everybody's assuming he's done.
I feel like I read it a while ago. But I don't know how true it was, but I think it's kind of bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, I don't think it was one of them.
Damn.
I don't think it was one of those.
Like, one of those. I wasn't taking a piss at the park or something.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those. Mm-hmm. I moved somebody.
It was. Oh.
Yeah, I think he fucking around with somebody underage that should have been messed with.
Well, hopefully he was like 20.
I don't think he was that. Like 36. But you know what, man? I'm one of those people like, yo, that needs to be. That, and that's part of like the thing where I say bring shame back. Like, no, nigga, if you know niggas doing this, you need to be shaming them and getting them out of doing that. Cause like that nigga, that's wrong. Like you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be 26 out here fucking with a 15-year-old. Like, no, sorry, that's wrong. If I know what's going on, you know, you need to be like, hey man, nah,
you need to go see somebody.
Yeah, like I can't be homeboys with somebody that's doing that
at all.
Like I can't be friends with somebody that thinks that that's cool. Like, no. It just exists for a reason, man.
It's crazy that that's even a topic of a conversation that we have to have these days, but it's true. Cause I've gotten rid of friends for less. So,
oh, for real?
Yeah, it's just like I don't like the way you move, like, and not to say I don't like the way you move, like opinionated, like it's just kind of like, yo, you're moving funny, like I've seen you move funny with that individual, so I'm now gonna be caught, like, who knows, like you're not gonna do that to me.
That's true. That's true. Well, moving on. Some historic things happened. Over the past week, man.
What's that?
Your boy LeBron scored. Oh. Broke the 40,000 mark, bro. The most points ever
scored
in basketball in NBA history. Like nobody's even gotten to 39,000. This man just broke 40.
So how much shit talking is people doing negatively? Because I know there's that whole he was in the league longer. The league is different now. It's not the same.
I mean, people are always going to have that opinion, man. But I think people are... The sentiment now is we've never seen this done before. Like, it's never been done. Regardless of whatever the argument is, who's better, who's the greatest, he's the first one to do that. And we've never seen anyone else do it.
So
in order for other people to do it, like, I think they said something around, like, you would have to average 20 points for over like 24 seasons. Damn. While averaging over 67 games.
Wow.
Per season in order to
even get there.
To even get there. And I don't think it's ever going to be touched, bro.
How much does Curry have?
I have no idea where he is all time in scoring right now, but I don't think Steph leads the NBA in three-pointers all time made right now actively while he still plays.
Right.
But as far as scoring, he might be in like the top 50 right now, but I don't think he's anywhere near. I don't even know if he's in the top 10, man.
Interesting.
Yeah, that top 10 is going to continue to change, but I don't think the top. Like, so, nobody's catching LeBron.
Like, at what rate does he keep getting, like, re-awarded for this accomplishment?
So, they said...
like, every thousand?
Basically, like, they're like, man, every time... Everything LeBron is doing right now is just extra credit.
Yeah.
Like, because he just had a point that nobody's ever seen. Nobody's ever been this good for this long. Like, we've never seen anybody play this... be this good for this amount of time. And like even then, man, he don't have like a lot of injuries, bro. That's what's crazy. Like, he has a lot of mileage on his body because he's been, you know, playing for so long.
Now he's a Toyota.
For 22 fucking seasons. You know what I'm
Toyota.
Saying?
He was getting them oil changes and stuff every, you know.
And so my pops has a Tundra, right? I think he bought this shit in like, it might have been like 2004 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota, Pops, don't kill me for saying this either. Right?
'Cause we know he's listening.
He got this Tundra, man. I guess Toyota ran this deal on the Tundra at the time, where it was like, hey, if you buy the Tundra, we'll give you free oil changes for life.
For the
duration. So he's had this Tundra since maybe like 2004.
So he's still eating on the oil changes.
Still eating on the oil changes with Tundra, bro. Still eating on that.
Didn't you have a Tundra too?
It was that Tundra, bro.
The black one?
Yes.
Oh, I would say you had a Tundra.
It was that one.
Yeah, I would say you had a Tundra.
My man's eating from that dealership forever. That thing's still running, bro. I was just like, wow.
Dang, so they know, you know, when your dad walks in, they're like,
oh yeah, they know what time it is, bro. They know what time it is. It's like, oh, that's the legend right there. Yeah. We got a new manager.
We gotta introduce you to.
They said, hey, you the reason we don't run this promotion no more. You drove that promotion into retirement.
Hey, they bring it up in meetings like, why don't we have this no more? Do you not remember?
He the poster child.
Do you not remember?
They got several pictures of him up on the bulletin board. Man,
do not sell him a lifetime deal. He will maximize. Yo. Shout out to the Pops.
Hey, appreciate it, Pops. Appreciate you listening. Damn, I lost my train of thought, bro. Where was we at?
Dang.
Oh, so LeBron did that.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, man, the chick from Iowa, the college basketball player, she just broke the Pete Maravich's Pistol Pete Maravich's all-time scoring record. And so she's now the most, I guess, she has the most points in all of college basketball history. She's the all-time leading scorer, which is kind of
that's
amazing.
Dope. That's to have that type of recognition.
Already.
And you haven't even hit your pros yet.
And it's what's even wild. They said she surpassed... She surpassed Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders, in NIL, total NIL revenue.
Wow.
Like, she's already broke $3 million this year. Yeah. And she goes to Iowa State, bro. That's what's so wild to me about this whole thing. Like,
is she from Iowa?
I don't even know. She might be, but who the fuck cares about Iowa, bro? I think that's even more amazing that she plays for, like, she don't play... And Iowa's good. Let me not say that. Iowa's not no trash team. Iowa went to the national championship last year. Unfortunately, she lost to LSU or whoever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Iowa's still a top five team in women's college basketball right now. But make no mistake, the reason we care about Iowa State basketball program is because of Caitlin Clark. Like, that thing is wild to me. So... I'm really interested to see how she pans out and how her pro career goes, because she's definitely, like, the fact that she's so marketable right now as a college athlete, like, you would hope that carries over into her
professional career.
Yeah, with the WNBA.
I think she seems to have the drive for it, and I think it's going to be the coach or her play, like, the team she's on that might bring it out of her, you know.
I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just curious to see if the level of play is the same. Like it will the level of play that she's able to display in
comparison.
College, yeah, like how's it gonna look on the pro level? Because like, make no mistake, it's still the pros. Like it's the difference between pros and college. Like, yeah, college you still college kids.
But everybody in the college is not making it to the pros.
Yeah, so, so I'm just curious to see like, is there going to be any type of drop-off?
Like,
or
is her level one in college a level three in the pros?
You know what I mean?
Like, or is she going to be in the level seven?
Yeah, like, what is it? What does it look like? Is this like, oh, snap, baby Jordan coming in. Yeah. All right. Hey, what she did in there, she about to really do. Yeah, so I'm curious to see it. And, you know, I feel like most basketball fans, you should be curious to see that, man. So that's important for the women's game. But, you know, records, man. Records being broken or being set. You know, we getting to see it in our lifetime. So I think that's always important.
Mm.
I'm just curious how old that person must be upstairs.
I'm going to say three.
I was going to say six.
You think six?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Jumping off the stage, throwing bows like Johnny Cage. Yo, quick. So, y'all know you're an Apple user. Have you checked out the new Kanye album?
No.
No, you haven't checked out Vultures?
No.
It's messed up. Y'all got it probably like 24 hours before everyone else did. At least me on Spotify. Like, so I got it on Spotify like 24 hours later. So I know the people on Apple or that use iPhones, they got it 24 hours before I did. So I had to go to YouTube to find it, man. So I went to YouTube to find this shit, and the YouTube version was so much better.
Really?
Than the Spotify version that I got.
Wait, what do you mean? Like the quality?
No. It's just like, so unfortunately.
The versions.
So I don't know how many versions of Vultures we about to get from Kanye.
Yeah, because it says Vultures 1.
Right? It sucks because he wasn't able to clear all his samples and stuff for the album. So what I got on YouTube was like the stuff he played at the album release party, which was some of it wasn't completely clear, so all of it didn't make the album.
Right.
So okay. What I got on Spotify was just like, hey man,
not
on Spotify.
Right.
So
right.
I was just like, oh man, I was like, this didn't make the
really
album.
I really wanted to hear that one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this didn't make the album. Like, damn. I'm like, but the album is still like, I feel like it's still decent, man. I still it got parts in there that I like, but it's just like sucks because, you know, he couldn't get, you know, everything clear. But it's like, hey man, once it's out there already.
Any features?
A lot of features like Chris Brown, Freddie Gibbs, Ty Dolla $ign is on everything with him. Rich the Kid, and I don't listen to like Rich the Kid, but for some reason when Kanye gets with these like young rappers, like these like little new rappers, bro, he makes them digestible, dog. I'm sorry, I'm not a Lil Durk guy.
He's
like,
signing them.
I mean, he's still OG in rap, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like in the industry,
who wouldn't want to be on a song with Kanye?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'm gonna do whatever you need me to do to be on this song.
Period. Yeah. You know, but it's just like, yo, he makes them digestible, man. I'm like, yo, Rich the Kid got a track on there, and I'm just like, I like this. I can't even front. Like, this, it sounds good.
Yeah, because you know? it's like what you said.
I'm like, that's the A effect. Hey, we gonna come and we gonna mold you, and we're gonna make this into what it needs to be.
Speaking of the Ye effect,
okay,
I seen an article or a posting today or yesterday that basically said Big Sean. It was more of a question: is Big Sean not where he should be because he's lazy or because he was signed to Kanye?
I'm not going to say, I can't say because he was signed to Kanye. I disagree with that. But I don't know if I would call him lazy either.
Mm.
I just don't think I think he's where he's supposed to be.
You think so?
Yeah, bro. Like, because he had the Ye stamp early, like, think about all his smash songs.
Yeah, Ye.
Like, that's good music. Yeah. Like, that's simply the only reason niggas gave those listens because you had Kanye next to you.
Mm.
That's why the views came. Before then, like, you was a mixtape rapper, you was the blog rapper. You had the same audience that, like, the J. Cole's, the Kendrick Lamar's, the Wale's, the Big Crit. He's in that class. He's just not better than those guys. That's all. He might be better in some aspects, and I feel like his singles and stuff were higher, like his charted songs, like his Billboard smashes and stuff, because he got Grammys. Like, he has the, like, but so does Wale. Wale has a top 10 song, Lotus Flower Bomb. Like, Wale has some Grammys. So it's just like, overall, I gotta sit there and really think about, like, okay, look at your discography versus J. Cole. Nah, bro, I'm taking J. Cole.
Every time.
At your discography versus Kendrick Lamar. Nah, I'm taking Kendrick Lamar. Okay, look at your discography versus Drake. I'm taking Drake.
I think, like, they compared him against the comments. Yeah. We're definitely comparing him and Drake.
But that's his class. Yeah. Like, that's his. Hey, I'm gonna compare him to Wale's discography. I'm taking Wale. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm gonna compare him to Big Crit's discography. I'm taking Big Crit. Doesn't mean that his. I don't think that means that his career wasn't. Let me be very clear. His career was bigger than those last two rappers I named. His career has been bigger than Big Crit's. His career's probably been bigger than Wale's. Or his highest point has been higher than Wale's highest point.
Mm.
So his high was higher, in my opinion. But I ain't gonna say that man's lazy. That man works. Like, he's did a dual album with what's her name? Chick he always be with now.
Janae.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go. He did a dual album with her. He didn't drop this another Detroit. He didn't. I'm good. Wale's good. Big Sean is good. You know what I mean? Like,
they're just trying to throw him in that number 1-2 spot.
He's not there.
Yeah, he's 4 or 5 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in that lane.
But yeah, we was talking about Kanye, so I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, okay. They were doing something. It was some kind of tweet going around, like the worst bars you've heard, and they kept trying to like throw Big Sean in there. I was like, yeah, Big Sean has some stuff where I've been like, I really hate this punchline, or like this bar did not age well. But you know, every rapper has some stuff like that. But these new raps from Ice Spice are just so. I'm like, ugh. I can't even listen to the radio, bro. I'm gonna tell you,
I can't name my Ice Spice song,
bro. Exactly right. But so like whenever I be in my girl car, she has like the XM radio or whatever.
Right. Satellite radio,
bro.
So she gets like every station.
So from now, like, I usually just bring my Beats with me whenever I ride in the car, whatever, bro.
Don't you put on headphones?
I can't take it. I can't. Because the hip-hop today is, and all of it isn't trash, because I still find, like, there are plenty of new niggas that are good, but...
But they're not playing them on the radio.
Yeah, they're not playing them on the radio. I'm like, the mainstream scene, I'm like, the billboard, it's nothing but her, Sexy Red, and none of it's real, like, no real boom
no
bap.
No substance at all.
No real rhymes, like, no real MCs, no real, nothing. I'm like, yeah, bro, I can't listen to it. I just put the headphones on.
And let's not talk about all the commercials, all the advertisement. Like, I did not remember radio being that heavy. You know what?
It actually is straight pop.
Because you have the satellite. Never mind.
No, it's straight pop. That's really what if you really had to condense it all down, it really is just pop. Popular
music. Yeah.
That's all it is. I wouldn't even classify it as, like, it's not really rap.
I mean, you're going to hear a Beyonce song or two. You're going to hear...
What you think about her doing the country shit? I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
If her fans
I love the fact she pissed it off
all the
racist people, white people. Yeah. She can do country. Yes, she fucking
can. Yes. I'm from Texas.
I'm like, yes, she can. Yeah. And she is.
And she Beyonce gonna do whatever she put her mind to. I don't have anything negative to say about that. Or positive. It's just, it is.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to quietly get black folks back in the line dancing.
you know she's good for a dance.
So right.
Definitely going to have a dance with it.
Should we gravitate towards the more serious stuff? I know we've been laughing and chopping it up.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to hear about this sentencing.
So let me go to it real quick, man. And it just booted me out. God, dog. Now I gotta pull it back up. Apologize, listeners. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't play Jeopardy because I wouldn't want them to flag me. Gotta avoid that lawsuit, you know? Hey, we did not give you permission. But anyways, I found the link I was looking for. This was the mom of the Michigan school shooter was found guilty on 4 counts of manslaughter. She's the first parent in the U.S. to be charged over a mass school shooting committed by their child. This shooting left 4 students dead alongside 7 others wounded. So I'm going to just break down some details for you. Jennifer Crumbly is her name. She's the mother of the Oxford high school shooter. His name was Ethan Crumbly.
Do we know how old he is?
Doesn't necessarily say. He is now 17.
Okay.
This was back in 2021. So that'd have been 3 years ago. He's 17, probably 14 years old.
14 turning 15.
Yeah, something like that. That's crazy. Ethan has been convicted on 4 counts of manslaughter. The verdict was delivered by a 12-person jury in Oxford, Michigan, after 10 hours of deliberation stemming from the tragic events from November 30th in 2021, which resulted in the death of 4 students and injuries to 6 others and a teacher. Didn't even know that. So prosecutors argued that Jennifer Crumbly's negligence, including making the firearm accessible to her son, ignoring his mental health issues, and failing to act on warning signs, including violent drawings found at school on the day of the shooting, directly contributed to the tragedy. It says this jury heard from about 22 witnesses throughout the trial, painting a picture of a mother who prioritized her personal life in extramarital affairs, notably her involvement with a married firefighter, over the well-being of her son, leading to the catastrophic consequences. So Jennifer Crumbly is supposed to be sentenced on April 9th, and she becomes the first parent in the United States held criminally responsible for a mass shooting committed by their child. James Crumbly, Ethan's father, faces trial on the same charges at a later date this year. Both of the parents have been in jail for over 2 years, and they're both unable to post the $500,000 bond while awaiting their trials. So Ethan is now, you know, now 17, has already been sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole for the murder and the terrorism. So yeah, what you think, man?
I mean, for one, I don't have kids, so I think my opinion's a little skewed, but...
Fair enough.
I mean, if the evidence is there, is pointing to saying that you could have prevented... I mean, and I guess as a parent, you know, if you saw the evidence, you know, hopefully you would have prevented these things. So, like, you know, was counseling needed at all? Like, are you not returning the school's calls when they're calling you to try to meet with you about the stuff that they're finding? Except like making the gun accessible, so like you didn't even have this gun like locked up. Like, I think those are just all.
That's one of the biggest things I harp on, like making it accessible. Like, he shouldn't be able to access this shit on his own.
So, and then, so the father, did they all live? Well, I'm asking you questions. So did they all live together? Because it said she was having an affair. So like, you know, like, why did she make the gun accessible? Like, was it?
Well, it says the father
are on the same charges. I guess her case was just stuff
now, so I'm guessing that maybe they was living together at some point. They might have not been together, but maybe they living together. They got the kid, but it's just like, yeah, man. Why is this not in the gun safe? Why is this ammunition? Why does he know the code to the gun safe if y'all do have one? He shouldn't be able to access and get in there. You know what I'm saying?
So what I think is interesting about this, and maybe we'll see a little more traction with it, hypothetically, maybe, or not hypothetically, but possibly, is we brought this up before where our police stations or chiefs gonna start being held accountable for their officers' actions.
Right.
Because I think the situations are very parallel.
So does it set precedence?
Right.
What you asking? I think it should.
Right.
Because it kind of gets, I think it'll help navigate to the root of the problem. But to, in my opinion, like, it still comes back to gun control, like access. Yeah. Like, these people that are experiencing these things shouldn't have access to the weapons, bro. Like,
as a kid, I mean, maybe a knife is like the most thing that I feel like I had access to. Like, but like my parents didn't have guns when we were growing up. My grandparents did. But I didn't know where they were.
I mean, my parents had guns, man, but... My parent had weapons, but they weren't accessible to me.
Right.
And I never had access to it.
Right.
You know, I couldn't get in there. And, you know, like, it wasn't a way for me to get to it at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? So...
Like, I'm
not saying people shouldn't...
Have them. Yeah,
man, the access needs to be controlled.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the gun doesn't become a gun until it's used by a human. You know, weapon doesn't become a weapon until you... It's just a tool. So...
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man.
But I think it's interesting to see in the future if we see parents held responsible for the actions of their kids, especially with actions like that, bro, because the United States, you know, we lead the world in fucking mass shootings. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
By a lot. You know, so...
I mean, but at what point is, like, too much accountability for, you know, a child? Like...
I don't know what that looks like because I don't think we've hit that yet. That's why I don't even want to entertain that question of what does too much look like, because we ain't really holding people accountable in a way that they need to be held.
It should be, yeah.
Like, it's easy to point the finger at one individual and to say, like, oh, the kids at Columbine, but it's already escalated to a level where it's well above the kids, one isolated incident with the kids at Columbine. Like, this shit has popped off
and the sad,
all over the place.
The sad part is we're going to need another mass shooting in order to determine that.
I don't even know if you need it at this point. Once everybody was cool with the Sandy Hook kids getting shot up, and nothing moved the needle on that, I think.
Well, like, I'm talking about more the aspect of, like, parents are going to continue being held accountable for situations like this.
Oh.
But at what point should I not be held accountable as a parent because I tried or I did my part?
But the system didn't know it. So I feel like we got to see what that looks like first.
But the only way you're going to see that
is if one pops off.
Right. Unfortunately, you know, because as a parent, like, what if I am trying to get my child help and, like, just working in mental health here in Central Florida? Like,
yeah, you need a lot of tools or resources to really get you the help you need.
Right. You know, and you're talking about, like, okay, I did go get him help. I got him Baker acted, but he got out in 3 days because he told the psychiatrist whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's back home with me. I informed the school, but they're telling me that they're going to send me to child services if he doesn't go to school every day. And you know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of
back and forth.
Right. Where there's no real direction. Yeah. So, you know, that's the only part where it's kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, because there are parents out there who are trying, you know, who only work one, or it's only one parent working two jobs. And it's like, how can we really.
Or if you got other kids that don't have those issues.
But, right.
You know, you're trying to support them, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, man, I feel for that. You definitely got a point on that, Javille. Transition on, man. You want to talk about your favorite presidential candidate?
Boy, this man be getting away with it. He just be doing. He does whatever he wants to do.
You gonna get you some in celebration of the decision that was made by the Supreme Court? You gonna get you some Air Trumps?
Nah.
Put the gold shoes on.
Nah.
Fly like an eagle.
Make America great again. Again. Comma again. He put them on there for a reason, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did we really think? You know what I'm saying? Like, did we really think that it wasn't gonna happen? Like,
That's true.
Because how many of them did he pick that's currently on there? Was it two?
I believe so.
So it's kind of like you already knew I was gonna get two off rip. Like, y'all thought I wasn't gonna. Yeah, come on. And what does that have to be validated by Congress now or something?
I think so.
So why would Congress not validate a 9-0 vote?
I don't even know what the conditions are. They wouldn't. I don't expect them not to. I mean, it kind of is what it is at this point.
They need to work on what they're doing on the Democrat side, because I don't know if Joe got one more in him.
Shit.
I don't even know if he had this one in him.
They said he was 82 years old. But Trump is what, 77, 78?
Too far behind.
Yeah, like, I'm like, both of you.
Both of y'all was around for the signing of the documents. Y'all got to go. Fucking dust ass.
Both of y'all was around. King was still marching, all right? Like,
So it's quite, I was reading an article about, I think he's a president in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
One of the countries in Africa. And he's 36 or 37 years old.
Okay.
And he's the president, and a lot of people were against him becoming president. Because he was too young. And he's actually bringing, like, a lot of, like,
innovation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Instead
of doing this, let's do this now.
Right.
This is probably going to be easier and save more money and more people.
Mm-hmm.
Save more lives. Let's do that instead.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
it's gonna be an interesting election cycle.
It is. What year are we in? 24?
Yep. This is one of those. One of those ones.
This November.
This is one of those ones.
It's this
bro.
November, right?
I believe so. But this is one of those ones, bro. I can't call it.
I gotta watch The Simpsons. Maybe they got the answer for us.
Well, in one of their episodes.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy. This man really might win again.
I can't call it, man. I don't know. I don't know. I know this, though. If you get talking anything about paying my student loans off, I will hear what you got to say.
Well, we've heard that before.
I'll pay the student loans off. I'm here. You have my attention. I'm all ears.
Let's talk about who's going to fix this housing market, because...
You don't feel like at some point it's going to level itself back
off? No, they keep saying that, bro. Nah. Interest rate just went up again. Just went up again. At this time, it's like a jump rope, right? It just keeps swinging. And you just got to find an opportunity to jump in.
You better learn to double dutch, nigga.
Man, listen, I don't have a dual income household. So your boy ain't double dutching, okay?
You better find you a nice baby.
Listen, bro.
You better find you a nice Betty Sue.
I'm trying to find one.
Just roll up.
I'm definitely trying to find me a Betty Sue. Because...
Be like, I keep this dick in $100 a week. All you gotta do
is stop. Wow. Wow. Not
200. Let me stop. Just kidding, guys. Whew. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Amen. But no, I've been trying, bro. I've been trying to make this dual income household. Females just be playing. But Trump, you think he... Dang, this man really might win again.
With his own signature shoe. You seen the shoes?
Yeah.
You copping?
No.
What you think the resale price gonna be on the
They shoe? Gonna be a grip.
Bro, if you hang on to him for a while, listen, wait like another 20 years.
He about to have a whole fit. He got the red hat. Shoes,
yo, that's some next level marketing.
Cause they gold shoes, right?
He gonna be the first. He gonna be the first one with a tracksuit, bro.
I wonder if the bros gonna make us mad about that. He got the gold shoes,
and they gold. He gonna come with the whole tracksuit, bro.
You think he gonna have the track like the presidential tracksuit with the red hat and the gold shoes?
Yeah, he gonna make it work somewhere. I can see it.
I'm curious to see who's gonna be his vice president.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
I don't foresee Nikki Haley, but you never know. But, I mean, she hanging around just in case he, you know.
She might get something.
In my opinion, she just keep digging her grave. Stop talking. But, hey, man. You got anything else we missing? Anything else we need to cover?
No, but were we having this same conversation the year Trump won? Like,
what you mean?
Months before, just like, yo, this man is on the ballot. What does this mean for America? I don't remember. Like, I don't remember what our conversations was like around that time. Like, this time, a couple of years. What was that?
I remember we were in question around the time. The Capitol was stormed, and you know, during the last 2020 election, we were like, hey, you know, what happens if if your boy runs it back? I remember us being in question about that, but
I mean, because at that point, he already did it, so it's kind of like,
it was like, hey, man, you know, this didn't go the way everyone thought it was going to go
because nobody took him seriously.
But he won, it's like, hey, what happens if he wins back to back? And although he didn't win back to back, people say we fed up with the nonsense. But now it's just kind of like, hey man, I really don't know because the options aren't the options. Yeah. The options ain't great.
Yeah, the options and I'm ain't just option.
Like, I think I'll say this: the number of people I've run into at this point have been more of the belief that I don't know who I'm gonna vote for because both my options ain't viable to me. I run into more people with that sentiment than anything else, being on the left or right. They've been like, hey man, I don't like anything I see. And I'm just like, man, I'm gonna stand for something because I don't want to fall for anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, damn, bro, what am I supposed to stand on? Because the business ain't right.
faith. As I said, it's the size of a mustard seed. That's all you need.
I guess.
Nah, but yeah, no, it's going to be another interesting 4 years, no matter which way we go. So.
Yeah. Hey, man, local elections still matter, so as long as we care about what's going on in our respective state and city and community, I think we'll be all right.
I hope so. But nah, you got anything for the people?
The absence of evidence is not always the evidence of absence.
So you just out here giving quotes?
A little bit.
All right, well... You gonna break it down for the people, or you want them to sit on that?
Yeah, sit on that.
You want them to sit on that? All right. I don't have a quote for y'all. Didn't know today was quote day.
You got any helpful hair pointers? Hey guys, if you use this special cream, you can grow your hair.
Actually, the next time I'm gonna shout out my dog.
Shameless plug.
My dog Keisha. We're gonna put your products out here for you. I'm gonna shout you out. But for today, again, you know how we do. I always try to give y'all a little something when you miss us. But I appreciate y'all. Yeah, you know, all entertainment. But slightly appreciate y'all.
You but I promise it's from a good place.
You were inappropriate with that comment with Betty Sue.
I might have to edit that out.
you know what, though?
What's up?
You just gave me an idea. I may or may not have been watching one of these or a few of these dating shows. And there's a dude that has messed it up with one of the females on there that I'm like, yo, I'm going to shoot my shot. So I'm going to send her the pod.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
That's a wild shot.
It's a wild shot, right?
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like LeBron. Like, all I'm doing is scoring in 2024, so.
I'm
gonna shoot my shot. Not like Curry, because boy, the Celtics blew them boys out the water the other day.
Is it true he only had 4 points?
I think it was like 4 or 6.
Yeah, they said. They said the timeline would have been in shambles if LeBron had scored four points on a prime time game on a Sunday. I was like, ooh.
Bro, I think it was halftime. Yeah, they beat them by
45.
Like 80 to 30 or something like that.
Yeah, they beat them by 52. Jeez. They beat the brakes off. You know, they got to win the finals, dog, to be for real. That's really what it comes down to. And I'll say this, man. If there's anybody I fear the big Serbian out in Denver, dog. Nikola Jokic is a problem. If it's anybody that's unstoppable, it's that motherfucker right there, Nikola Jokic.
Only time will tell. It's about to be here.
He already got one. He trying to get another one, so we'll see. But yeah,
about to be here.
Closer to June than you're right. Finals. We'll see. All right, man. Well, signing off, dog. Peace, love. We appreciate y'all giving us a listen, dog.
2 G's
and a pod. Out of here.
This was another interpretation of the situation.
2 G's in a pod.
With a side. Queso.
What's up? This your boy Valley G. Don't forget to follow us at @thesession_podcast on Instagram. @thesession_podcast. And follow us on Twitter @thesessionp. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @thesessionp. And don't forget, this is 2 G's in the Gizzard.